A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. If you're gonna go on Amazon, why don't you head over to whatthehell.popularoutcast.com, clear your cookie, click on the purple Amazon banner, do your shopping through there. Helps out the network a little bit, and it'll make everybody happy. This episode, I've been having some trouble scheduling some recording times, so it's another just me, and quite frankly, it's not the best work I've done, but I hope you guys enjoy the little bit of talking I do. I tried to shorten it a bit, so it's not an hour's worth of the crappiest podcast you've ever heard, so enjoy! What the hell with Nathan Prell? It's only named that because it rhymes. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. This is episode number 10. I keep losing track of the numbers. I saved the last one as number 10, and then I had to check and I was like, oh, wait a second, this isn't number 10. This is number 9, so I had to fix it. But I keep losing. I don't know why I cannot keep track of the numbers of these episodes. My sister insists that these are too long, so I'm gonna make this one a quicker one, and then you guys can let me know what you think. If we should go for the 45 to an hour, or if like the 30 minute mark is a better choice. So that's what we're aiming for today, is 30 minutes. So, let's just start it right off. What I'm watching and or listening to, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's going on in that situation. Just the other day, I saw Pacific Rim, and that film was absolutely just astonishing. It far surpassed any hopes that I had for it. And I had high hopes. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's kind of lame and stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Do you not know how stories work? I mean, it is not just a giant robot fighting giant monster movie. I mean, that alone is pretty awesome. But that's what you have Godzilla for. There could have been a little bit more character development with the other Jaeger pilots. But I think they did really good with who they had. And Mako Mori, whatever her name is, it's like one of the best female characters I've seen recently in films. You know, I've seen it a lot on, like, a lot of posts on Reddit and stuff like that, but the female roles are kind of going downhill again. You know, not a lot of strong females around, but Mako was an awesome character. Really liked her. And Newt was just my favorite. But I like Charlie Day, so I mean, it was kind of he had a bonus towards him because he's a funny guy. But as well as, oh, can you hear the sirens? There's sirens outside. Not just did I see that movie, but I also that day bought the soundtrack because it's amazing. And I listen to it when I'm doing simple things. Like just before I started recording, I was emptying the dishwasher and doing the dishes and stuff, listening to the soundtrack of Pacific Rim. And it made it feel like 10 times more epic, let me tell you. I like epic soundtracks, though. Like, I don't own the soundtrack, but I'll, like, on YouTube, you can, like, listen to the whole soundtrack of Lord of the Rings. And I'll just, if I'm just sitting in my room playing video games or something, and I don't feel like really listening to a podcast or music, then I'll just, like, songs, music, when I'm trying to say. I'll just put that on, makes anything I'm doing 10 times more epic. I like a good soundtrack. I wish I had a soundtrack to my life. I don't know what it would be, but it's definitely... You know, that's probably why I really like Ocarina of Time so much, too, because all of the songs are so good. I love those songs in Ocarina of Time. I sing them all the time. Right now that I'm on the spot, can't really think of them, but I sing them all the time, you know? Ocarina songs. Just beat the Shadow Temple. Man, I was going through it. I'm like, this is one of the easier temples, because once you get past the freaking Water Temple, you're like, whew, everything's easier than that. Which, it's not that the Water Temple's that hard. It's just, there's so much you gotta do. And halfway through playing it, I forgot where one of the switches was. So I was wandering around for like 30 minutes trying to figure it out. I'm like, fine, whatever, I'm gonna check the book. Because I'm trying to go through it without checking the strategy guide. Because we have a strategy guide from back from the 64 days that my dad has. And I used to always have to use that to get through it. But I'm like, no, it's been a while since I played the game. I want to try and just get through it. I've looked at the book maybe 3 or 4 times. One was to see where the last 2 magic bean spots were, and I couldn't get to them yet at that time when I had checked. So I was like, okay. And then I looked because I couldn't remember where the switch was in the Water Temple. After I had already been to that room, it's not like I couldn't find it initially. I had already been there, and then it just completely wiped out of my memory. And then when I was fighting Bongo Bongo, because I was like, okay, I'm hitting his hands. What am I missing here? Stupid me. I needed to use the Lens of Truth. I'm like, I've literally had the Lens of Truth on the entire temple. Why did I not think of turning it on when I was fighting the boss? I don't know. But I wasted 2 fairies trying to fight that stupid guy before I looked at the book and was like, oh yeah, Lens of Truth. Duh. That was probably the stupidest reason I've had to look at the book. Where was I? Oh yeah, Pacific Rim soundtrack. Just beastie. If you haven't seen the film, you need to see the film. It's great. It's a great film. What I'm playing when I poop. Boop boop doop boop boop. Other than Legend of Zelda, which I've been playing a lot, and I'm almost done with, I have 72 Skulltulas out of the 100. So I think I'm gonna try and get the 100 on that one. But other than that, I was playing Peggle last night again, trying to get through the challenges. I beat all 4 of the hard computer challenges. Next is the insane difficulty challenge against computers, and I don't know about that. The hard ones were okay. I only had to restart like twice because I missed and I lost 25% of my points because you don't get the orange pegs. But it wasn't too difficult. But I did do that. So that's what I'm playing when I poop, boop, da, boop, boop, boop. That was a nice jingle. Maybe I'll use that in the future. Speaking of, you know, cool movies and soundtracks, let's talk about Lord of the Rings. That is probably my favorite series, period. It's definitely my favorite, fantasy world. I haven't read The Lord of the Rings, but I've read The Hobbit, and I got maybe a third into The Silmarillion. That is a tough one, because a first major segment of it is just the creation story of the Lord of the Rings universe, and it can get pretty grueling reading that stuff, and I'm not that big of a reader. But other than that, you know, I've seen the extended movies. My sister owns all 3. We watch them at least once a year. Last year, when The Hobbit came out, there was a marathon showing at the movie theaters, and I saw all 3 extended Lord of the Rings films in one day. We went there at 8 o'clock or something, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. We got out at 12:30 and I had to race home, change, and go to work. That was crap, man. I was so tired. But so it was like a 13-14 hour thing. There were half hour intermissions between each film. But man, it was pretty epic though. So I've seen all of the films, and I play a lot of the games and stuff. That's just, it's such an amazing universe, The Lord of the Rings. I know a lot about it, because I play Battlefront Middle-Earth 2, which is a fun game, and it's got a lot of lore in there. Got a lot of lore in there. So Lord of the Rings, one of my favorite series. And that's, so now you know that situation. So, something that you don't know about me is, let's see, I wrote a couple more on the board and I was thinking about it. I'm afraid of being wrong. And most people probably feel like that, but like, it's a very strong anxiety for me. Like, back in school, I'm pretty knowledgeable about things. I was always good in school. I loved going to school. Loved learning things. So I knew a lot of things. I grasped onto concepts pretty quick, like in math class and stuff. But I would never raise my hand to answer any questions or anything like that, because I was always afraid that I was going to be wrong, and then for some reason people were going to make fun of me or something. Even though most of the time I had the answers right. But, so I would never raise my hand in class, and if someone's, like, getting in an argument or something like that, I'm afraid to, like, take a firm stance, because even if I have a belief or something, and I'm like, no, this is what I feel, I don't usually have enough facts to back myself up, and I'm afraid of being proven wrong or something, so I don't take stances in arguments like that. Which, I mean, not getting into arguments, I mean, I guess that's kind of a good trait, but not being able to argue is a different thing. But yeah, so, afraid of being wrong. Which, I guess, is a weird one, because I'm sitting here talking to you guys, and I'm sure I'm spraying tons of wrong things all over the place sometimes. I mean, I try not to. But, I don't know, for like I've said before, for somebody who has such social anxiety, it's kind of weird that I'm talking on a podcast, especially when I'm not even that interesting. But I mean, I've got some fun stories sometimes. Kind of running low on them recently, though. Nothing really has been happening. I feel like I've just been working and sitting at home, which is pretty lame. But this week I'm gonna try and stockpile up some episodes with my friends. Got to get together with them and get these episodes nailed down. It's just been really busy. I've not been having a good schedule for, you know, to fit with everybody else's to get these podcasts recorded. And Kyson's been out of town for a week. It's terrible for podcast recording, let me tell you. So hopefully you stick through these crappy solo ones till we get back to when interesting people can be on the podcast. Let's go on continuing here. Shaboop bop booty bop boop bop do things I like. You know what I really like is letters. I like handwritten letters. You know, it's fun to text or to send emails or whatever, but letters are where it's at. I mean, back in the day with one of my ex-girlfriends, H2, I think it was, she got, like, grounded or whatever, and she wasn't allowed to use her phone, so I wrote her letters, and it was super fun. I mean, it took a week or so. Well, I guess it took a few days, like, to get between, but it was super fun to write letters. And with, I think with M1, I wrote her letters. We would just kind of pass it around. It was more notes, but still, letters are super fun. I tried, like, on Reddit, there's pen pals and stuff, and I've tried to get pen pals, but, I mean, I don't know if I'm just not very good at writing letters, but, because there's been a couple of people that I've talked to, and they seem interesting, we exchange a few things that we're, you know, that we like, we seem to have some things in common, and we write the letters, but nothing's ever really stuck. It's kind of crappy. And then I sponsored a child for a while, like, in Africa or whatever, and I would write them letters. And, I mean, it was fun, but she was only 3 or 4, so she couldn't really have, like, an actual conversation with me. So it's not quite as fun of a letter-writing experience. But James sent me a letter from training, and that was fun to read, and I got to get back to him on that. But, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Why did that ever go out of style, you know? Convenience, but there's something a lot more personal about letters. Handwritten, even if it's typed or something, but just receiving a letter from somebody means a lot more than an email or a text. Oh, my dad's whistling. Letters. I like letters. You guys should write me letters. Anyone listening, if you want to be pen pals with me, shoot me a tweet or message me on the Facebook. I'll be your pen pal. I will write letters to you. Send pictures and stuff. Little drawings, doodles. It's fun. If you want to write James a letter, same thing. He wants letters. So if you want to talk to James, let me know. I'll give you the information. You can send him letters. That'll be fun. He'll love that. He'll be like, "Where are all these letters coming from?" It'll be a thing. He'll write me a letter and be like, "What's up with all these letters?" And I'll be like, "Oh, you know, the podcast people, they want to write you letters." That's a hypothetical situation that probably isn't going to happen, but it would be pretty cool if it did. Pretty cool if it did. Now, something that I don't quite understand that people did. This whole Zimmerman thing, I haven't really been following it. Well, the other day we listened to the phone calls or whatever, so we got a little bit of information on it. But I don't understand people. I mean, the court system said not guilty. You know, it's the court system. He was put on trial. He was in front of, you know, a jury of peers and stuff, and he was found not guilty. Why are people freaking out about it? You don't know the case. You didn't see every piece of evidence. You didn't hear everything that was said in the courtroom. I mean, yeah, he killed Trayvon, but there wasn't enough evidence to say that it was, you know, out of anger or hate or whatever. But I don't understand people. And then everyone who's saying, "Oh, he got off because he's a white man." He's half Hispanic. I mean, it's not a race thing. And then people are, like, protesting and stuff. I mean, if you want to talk about how the government can't get anything done or anything like that, I mean, look at yourselves. The court makes a decision about a case that doesn't matter to anybody at all, and people protest all over the place. You know, I don't understand that. I don't understand why people get upset and involved in things that they don't even know the full story about. And then the media, oh man, media, just spreading it around. You know, you can't watch anything without hearing about oh, the Zimmerman trial, la 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 la. It's like, why don't you tell us about something that's worthwhile, like the NSA or something like that. Problems that are happening around the world. I was at work the other day on my break, and BBC was on the TV, and it was the world news. And I learned more in that 5 minutes that I was watching the world news than I do watching news here every day. I learned about things all over the place. Like, well, I can't even remember, but like, over in the Middle East, there was some guy, a spiritual leader, who was found to be corrupted or whatever, and he was replaced by somebody else, and thousands of people died in a flood. What's up with that? You know, I never heard about that over here. I don't understand media here. It's useless. It spreads propaganda and fear and gets people excited about the wrong things. I don't know. That's probably a conversation for another day. I have to do some research on that. Get some strong points. Isn't that swell? You know, it hasn't been too much an eventful week, but I got some isn't that swell. So, start off good. This weekend I got to hang out with my friends quite a bit, some of the old youth students that I was a leader for. And they, two of them and, Chris stayed the night over at my house on Friday. It was really cool. We stayed up until like 3 o'clock in the morning, played video games. Next morning, we went and saw Pacific Rim. It was really cool. And, you know, since I'm not a youth leader anymore, I don't see them as much. Especially since one of them goes to a different church now. But it was cool to, you know, have some time with the youth kids. And, a bad thing. I walked into, like, a rebar and got a cut on my head, which sucked. Not big enough to get stitches or anything like that. Just a small little, like a small scratch. But that hurt, and so that was bad, so isn't that just swell? I'm out of things to say, and I'm missing my mark of 30 minutes. I'm gonna try and get my dad to say some stuff. I think he just went to the gym, but when he gets back, I'm gonna ask him some things, so stay tuned for that. I'll add it on to the end. But for now, this is Nathan Perel signing off. Episode 10 of What That Was Nathan Perel. Next week, we're gonna have something good. We're gonna have something a lot better than this crap. So, hey, Jackson Murphy, would you go on a date with me? All right. See you next time.
He better not try to steal my laptop.
I don't think he's going to steal your laptop.
All right,
Dad. So, what have you been playing?
Would I poop?
No, just...
like what? What have I been playing?
Yeah, what's the game you're always playing?
I've played Resident Evil Revelations.
What do you think about it?
It's a good game. I like the game. It's hard. And it's fun. You can play online with other people. That's what I'm playing.
Are you good?
I'm determined to beat the game. I'm determined to get to level 50 and beat the ghost ship. When that is done, I will move on to another game.
How close are you?
I'm a long way off. I am level 45, 5 more levels, but it's a lot of experience points to get to level 50. I'm not very good.
How long have you been playing?
I don't know, like a month.
What's the next game you're going to play?
I don't know, I got the Bass Pro Fishing one. I got to get back to that one, so I'll probably play that in tournament mode. so I can win some tournaments. And then, I don't know. Maybe they'll have a new game out, and I will go out and buy it. Like Splinter Cell. That's supposed to be a pretty good game. I think it's coming out. Another shoot 'em up game. All right, what else? Next segment. Come on.
Have you been listening to anything new recently?
Just this podcast.
That's all?
That's pretty much about it.
No new bands?
Nope.
Old bands?
Nope.
Have you been watching any videos on YouTube? Learning anything new?
I watch the videos on how to play Resident Evil Revelations.
That's what you watch?
That's what I watch on YouTube.
All right.
I have to get secrets on how to do it. Strategy. How do these people get by the monsters to beat the level? That's what I do. Okay, next segment.
Okay. What's something that people don't know about you?
I graduated college with straight A's.
No, you didn't.
How do you know? Nobody knows it.
No, but I know.
I just told you. Now everybody knows. I graduated college with straight A's.
Can't lie to the people, huh? Dad.
I'm not lying. How do you know I'm lying?
All right.
Okay, you want to see my diploma? I would show it to you, but it's packed away in the garage, and it'd probably take me too long to get it out.
All right, that sounds good.
Anyway, that's a true story.
What's something that you like?
I like? Well, I like a lot of things. Like, I'm not sure.
You don't know what you like?
I don't know. I like G-string bikinis. I like, I don't know, that's a pretty good toy right there.
That's it.
All right, what else?
Are you caught up on the podcast?
I've listened to everyone, almost completed the last one. Not quite finished with the last one yet.
What do you think of it?
I think they're pretty good. I think the ones with James were probably the better ones because he actually has some structure and discussions on some stupid issues, but, you know, that everybody can argue over. Politics and religion.
Yeah.
But I think the podcasts are pretty good so far.
Okay. Do you have any ideas for segments that I should add?
Well, no, I haven't really thought about it. But I could think about it and tell you later.
Okay. When are you going to be on a full episode?
Maybe in a couple weeks we can do a full episode and I can tell you everything you want to know.
Okay.
My age, what college I graduated from, what else I like, because there's a lot more than just G-string bikinis. Anything else?
All right.
I can tell you what I do when I poop.
Okay.
But I'll save that for a new episode.
All right.
Because that might be long, because there's a lot of things that you do when you poop. It really depends on what kind of poop you're having.
Yeah.
If it's a quick poop, you don't do much. If it's a hard squeezing poop, there's a lot more to it than that. So we'll discuss that later.
All right.
Is that it?
I'm looking forward to the intricacies of pooping. Will you play us a song on the guitar?
Now you're asking for too much.
Pretty good.
Oh, I'll just do this. There you go. All That's right. good.
When can we expect your album to come out?
Well, I released an album back in 1984, but it didn't do very good.
You released an album?
Well, I was on a tape deck.
Oh, okay.
We made 4 copies. But nobody bought them, so we had to shelf it.
Where is it now?
It's out in the garage.
When are you going to find it?
I don't know, another day.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, do you want to sign it off?
No, I'll let you do that.
Okay.
All right, until next time. See you then.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
All right, goodbye. Pews!
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.